We're joined by Mick Fitzjohn. Mick, thanks for joining us on Moreland Sport Extra. The new season, well, it's just over a month away, but pre-season's starting. You guys start on Friday. What's your thoughts ahead of the new season as we sit at this first full week of pre-season 2023?
Well, it's just exciting times. Let's just get back to the football, really, isn't it? And get new crop of players under the belt and bring some of the old lads back as well. Like, you know what I mean? So it's quite exciting for the new season, mate, to be honest.
Is this the season for Kidsgrove where they need to make the playoffs? I spoke to Joe Woolley last week and he said the club should be making the playoffs. I saw Scott Dundas a while ago, back end of last season, at a league game, and he said this season you'll hopefully be challenging for the playoffs. As chairman,
the teams in the league spending a lot of money, so we can only try our best for what we've got, like, you know what I mean? So without being daft.
Yeah, it certainly, I guess it must make it hard for a chairman. You've got clubs who are spending money. Obviously, there's no Macclesfield this season, but there's other clubs who are putting money out there. I think Bootle have made some quite impressive signings so far in the summer.
Yeah, they have. I think it's a really good league. I mean, everybody last year, they can beat, I think the teams in the league can beat anybody. Like, they can beat each other, you know what I mean? It's just that tight of a league. But all you can do is try and get better signings and take it to that next level and try and get up there, mate. You know what I mean? It's all you can do.
Let's talk about signings. He's brought in several returnees. Joe Woolley, he's come back after about a decade away. Kieran Harrison, yeah, Jake Clovert. What made you and Scott and obviously Coops and what have you, Ian Cooper, go and sign these players and bring them back to the football club?
Well, the idea is for give it a push, mate, because, I mean, we've had 2 good years at it now, like, you know what I mean? Just won't get into that next bit and try again the playoffs, like you say, and be up there. I mean, we've been there most of the season, last season, like, in the top 10, but which we were punching above our weight anyway. I mean, he's done a great job, Scott has, like, so with the lads we've got, like, but all the lads are brilliant last season, to be honest with you. Really nice set of lads, and we've still got the same lads plus added to it now, so hopefully we can give it a right good push this year. So that's what we're hoping for anyway.
And a young set of lads it was last year, quite a few players who are at the start of their footballing career, so they'll be a year wiser in football.
Yeah, exactly,
and abilities,
mate.
As well.
Yeah, that's what we're hoping this next season, mate, we'll give it a right good go. I mean, they're all up for it anyway, mate. And like I said, they're a good set of lads, so we'll be all in it together. That's what it's all about, isn't it, mate?
It is. Looking at your pre-season fixtures, it all starts on Friday. Stoke City are bringing down a X-11. How much are you looking forward to the game? And with it being on a Friday night, a good attendance.
It's just nice to get back to it, isn't it, Rich? You know what I mean? It's just nice to get the football back on the field and show, you know, just showcase our facility that we've got to any Stoke fans that come down. And if they don't go watch Stoke away, they can come down, like when we play Port Vale. If we play them, they bring some fans down, they see what we've got, and hopefully we can attract some of them when they're playing away, you know what I mean? So just a showcase for us, isn't it, for that day? And obviously we don't suspect it to win them, are we? It's just a nice place to get people down, isn't it, and enjoy the football.
It certainly isn't. Having both of North Staffordshire's two football league clubs, how much are you hoping that it can attract a big attendances on the day to really kickstart a good season for Kidsgrove Athletic?
Yeah, that's what it's all about for us, mate, isn't it? Just getting people in, and like I said, they'll want to see some of their new signs, because obviously Stoke have said they're going to bring some of the first team lads as well, like, for getting fit. So if they want to see some of their players, like, you know what I mean, they can come down and watch them at Tower Place, can't they? See how good they are. And same as the Vale squad, they'll bring their new signings as well, won't they? So it's a nice showcase for their players, for their players, isn't it, as well?
Certainly is, and it's always been the first team at Port Vale that comes down every year. Finally, you're doing more work on the ground. Every time I seem to go to the Alternate Insurance Stadium, there is more work you've done. This year, you're putting up more sponsors' boxes, and I think Ian Cooper has said on social media that a fan zone is next. How pleasing is it to see the ground looking forward, and every year there's something being added to it?
Yeah, that's what we try to do every year. The facilities to get better and better every year. So just adding more. I mean, we've got a new set of toilets over the other far side for the supporters when they're on the side, so they don't have to come all the way over to the other side for a good toilet, like. So I know it's not a big thing, but it is, I suppose, for the ground. And we've got a new box going over there as well for sponsors' box, which has been sponsored by Reflex. a new sponsor that we've got involved as well. So it's just every year we've got to try and take it on and get it better and better every year, haven't we, mate? And it's all about revenue at the end of the day. You've got to try and make as much revenue so it doesn't cost anybody any money, so you can survive on its own merits, like, you know what I mean?